Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name's John Easter, sitting in for Emerson this morning until he's able to join us here this morning. He's on his way. So good morning and welcome to School Talk. Our main line is 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG. And we're glad you're with us this morning here on what has become kind of a somber week because of the one-year anniversary of the pandemic. But it's also a very hopeful week because of what is on the horizon. We'll talk a little bit more about that here on the show this morning as well. Today, of course, we are here on a Friday morning, and we hope that you're having a special one so far. It's, still early out there, I know, but hopefully you're having a good one. Let's take a look at this thing over here that we like to call the the big board again this week is full. We've got the WBDG 55 Marathon coming up April 30th through May 1st, and you can go to our social media pages and find out how you can contribute to the WBDG 55 Marathon. Spring break coming up March 27th through April 4th, just a couple of weeks away. Of course, we won't have a School Talk that week, and we didn't have one last week because we had an equipment problem. So last week we were supposed to have the folks from InvestEd Indiana on here, Bill Wozniak, and so he will be rescheduling for a later date, and we'll be glad to have him as well. So we apologize again to Bill, who was very kind to us last week. We have a battery backup situation here where the battery backup will kick out and it knocks everything off, and until you get here and know how to fix it, it doesn't work. So that's the situation we're in with that. We've got, of course, coming up the Southport Regional. That's coming up tomorrow here as the Ben Davis Giants take on the Lawrence North Wildcats at 10 a.m. We'll have coverage at 9:45 tomorrow morning, and that is going to be a great game as the Giants hopefully can get us a regional championship. Giants have 9. If they win, it would be their 10th in school history, but have to win 2 games on Saturday to do it. The first one at 10 a.m. The second game would be at 8 p.m. It will be against the winner of Mount Vernon and Plainfield. But the Giants have to get past the third-ranked Lawrence North Wildcats. And want to say congratulations to Coach Don Carlisle and the boys basketball team for winning the school's 21st sectional last week, and also the 4th in 5 years. That is pretty amazing. 4 in 5 years for the Giants. So congratulations once again to Coach Carlisle and the Giants on that. And that's going to be the Big Board. Also, congratulations to Natalie Howard, who was named All-Mick for the girls. And I saw that the boys' All-Mick came out, and I didn't see the list. So if there are any Giants on the boys' All-Mick list, congratulations to you as well this morning. So that's where we stand right now, getting ready to head into spring sports, which I know baseball and softball are both going right now, and that's exciting. We'll have baseball and softball coverage coming up a little bit later on Giant 90.9. We'll start that in April, right after spring break, so that should be a lot of fun. And of course, we're kind of burying the lead here this week. If you haven't been paying attention, the MSD of Wayne Township will be returning full-time April the 5th, full-time, 5 days a week, April the 5th. So that's right after spring break, that first Monday, we will be back full-time. That means Area 31 programs will be meeting 5 days a week. That means that your English class will be meeting 5 days a week. That means everything will be 5 days a week. So make sure that you make those changes. And I know, you know, a lot of you have picked up jobs. If you're a student out there, a lot of you picked up jobs on a Friday. You know, you're working, you're doing things like that. That's great. But as of April 5th, we'll be back 5 days a week. So be back in school mode. So make sure that you are, you're ready for that. So make sure that you're, you know, continuing to plan and get ready for that big deal as we come back April the 5th. Once again, my name's John Easter. This morning, there's a school talk with Emerson. And this week we had planned kind of a smorgasbord show. And what that is, if you are like me and, you know, you like food, sometimes you'll have these places that are cafeteria style, and you go in and, you know, it's kind of like a buffet where you can get a little of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this and everything else. So that's kind of what that is and what a smorgasbord show is. And this morning wanted to just talk a little bit also about the one-year anniversary of the coronavirus pandemic, which started, 1 year ago with the closing of schools. I believe this is just about the one-year anniversary of that. So the started with the closing of schools and the work that went on with that. And then, of course, we were out for months and months and months. And, you know, this program was off the air for a while. At the end of last year, it was just like a big stop sign to the school year last year when things were going so great. We were preparing for the WBDG 54 marathon. In fact, I go back and now and I look at the tweets we were sending a year ago, and it is just amazing how quick things stopped last year. It was just like, you know, hitting the brakes, hitting the wall, whatever metaphor that you want to use. That's kind of how it was, and we were just in the middle of it. Emerson, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Good night.
Oh, man, it's crazy. I don't know how many times I've done this show.
1,214th time?
I still think. Okay, I'll just be honest, but I'm late.
Well, I said you were on assignment this morning. That's what I usually say.
You know, but COVID-19 got me messed up. Yeah. I mean, things still ain't. I mean, Mr. Easter, things still ain't. They just, it ain't a word.
It's in the dictionary.
I think it's in the dictionary. It just ain't the same. It's just, the clock just ain't right.
And there'll be an hour later coming up on Sunday.
You know, but you talk about where we are now in this whole last year. And you talked about the shows that we've done. I remember the shows I've done from the basement.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, it's really crazy. And then I posted yesterday a couple of pictures of a couple of students. I miss the kids.
Yeah.
You know, it just ain't the same. I mean, you're okay, Mr. Easter. You're pretty cool, you know.
Well, and I miss, like, talking straight across to you instead of feeling like I'm at the gas station at 3 a.m. buying an Arizona iced tea. If you were in here, that joke would make sense.
Yeah. Or just think if you was a cigarette smoker at that time and you, okay, all right, that's crazy too. But they go to a store. I hope I'm not off, but they go to the store and they buy some cigarettes. But they always
hit the dump button.
They always no, it ain't that bad. Yeah. But they always get the wrong pack of cigarettes. So now I want the gold one in the third shelf to the right. No, the third shelf. No, the other third shelf to the right. The left, right, left, green. No, green. No, the red one. The red pack. The Pall Malls. No, not Pall Malls. The Pall Malls. No, not Lucky Strike. No, come on. Give me the false stat. That's a beer. Never mind. Give me. But that's at the window.
Yeah.
At night, you know. And that's how we feel in here.
Yeah.
Behind this window.
We have a barrier in between us here, and smoking's bad, by the way. But
so it's drinking.
Yeah, all right, we'll just throw that in. But the we have a barrier that's in between us here in the studio, and it, you know, either makes you feel like you're at the bank with the bank teller, or that you know, like I said, sometimes you go in the gas station and, you know, you have to pay through a little tunnel there for safety and security. And that's kind of, you're right. COVID's changed everything. And I was just thinking back last year, you know, to everything, going back, looking at tweets. By the way, if you're getting some background noise, I don't even know what's going on out there on the loading dock today. They got a backhoe out there and some other things. So I'm not even sure what's happening out there.
I think you're digging for gold.
I don't know. But there was a big semi out there this morning. I mean, it's like Grand Central Station out there.
Very treacherous.
This morning. If you're here in the studio, you can see, there they go again.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
If you're here in the studio, we have a view of the loading dock. We're very happy to have a view of anything. Happy to have a window.
That is true.
But we have a view of the loading dock, and sometimes that sound will bleed through here on the air as well. So if you keep hearing beeps and things in the background, that's what that is. But I was thinking just yesterday about, you know, how everything just kind of stopped. And I remember the day. I mean, yesterday, I think, was kind of the day the NBA shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It was the day that the NCAA canceled their tournament. Or did that happen like the next day, I think. But I remember going to the grocery store, you know, walking into the grocery store and going through, and people were just like, it was like everybody was in a daze because everything just like cascaded, you know, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're in the grocery store and I'm pushing the cart around and I get to the toilet paper aisle.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's no toilet paper on the toilet paper aisle.
I understand that one now.
Except one batch or thing of toilet paper, and it's on the top shelf all the way in the back. It was the one time I'm very glad to be tall, but it benefited me to be 6'4" because I got that thing at Angel Soft that was all the way in the back. That's not even my brand, ladies and gentlemen, but I got that thing at Angel Soft, and do you know that thing got me through the pandemic?
But you know what? When all that was happening, I really wasn't thinking too much about it because too much stuff was happening. But when I look back and I think about it, and can you imagine though? Okay, you're stuck in your house, and you don't have any toilet paper.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, all right. Now, where's that button at? Now, now back in
this
the day.
One?
That's a good one, too. But the other one, I call it the Janet Jackson button. But no. But anyway, you know, get that button, the dump button. No, well, back in the day, this might really sound crazy. Older folks might get this. My pops used to always, when he goes to the restroom, he always carried a newspaper because he was reading the newspaper. However,
that it served dual purpose.
Back in the day, boy, yeah. I mean, but that's kind of rough. And my dog would say, roof, roof. My dog was pretty smart. He knew two words. He knew the roof, and he knew how life was. Roof, 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 so, roof, roof. So anyway.
But you just think about, I mean, and then it was like a switch.
Yeah.
Just everything was done.
Yeah.
And schools were closed. First it was like 2 weeks until spring break. And then after spring break it was okay until May 1st. And then after May 1st it was we're done.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we couldn't get in the building.
No.
So, you know, I know teachers had things, students had things that were still in their lockers from March the 12th. When we finally got in here, we got special permission because we started the podcast with Dr. Butts,
mm-hmm.
the Drive at 5 with Dr. Butts. When I got special permission to come in on Fridays just to get that done, it was like, you had to get special permission to come into the building to do that. You know, this place that I've come to just about every day of my adult life, it seems. You had to get special permission to come in here.
Yeah, who are
you? And you could only go, I could only come to the, or I could only park on the loading dock and come straight in here. Couldn't go anywhere else in the building. I mean, you know, we were locked down.
You were definitely locked down.
And we were in the house and we were, you know, trying to figure out ways to connect and do other things. So it was just, it was so surreal to come in here. And then when you came in here and you looked up at the board, everything up there was still for March.
Yes. Yeah. My sayings and everything.
Yep. Everything was up there was still for March. Still had the marathon stuff up on the board. It was like one of those apocalyptic movies.
Just hit
almost.
The switch. Just hit the switch. Everything
yes,
just stayed.
Everything
just
stopped.
Everything stopped.
And you think about like our attitudes before the pandemic to what they are now and how that's changed. And, you know, for many people, it's been a lot tougher for them than it has been for me. You know, I'm somebody, I'm single. I live by myself. It's been very easy for me to, and I tend to be a loner. You know, mm-hmm. I tend to be okay with just hanging out by myself. But, you know, for people who love to be around others, and not that I don't, I'm not saying that either.
Right.
But for I could do it. For people who love to be around others, who need that social connection, you know, I miss Thanksgiving this year. I miss Christmas this year. You know, and it'll just be glad when we don't have to think about it. And by the way, in about 3 hours, I'll be getting my first dose of the vaccine.
Oh
today.
Yeah. Hey, push back for all teachers. Push that back button.
Yes. Thank you to President Biden for prioritizing the teachers and getting that done. And then the state has now followed suit. So teachers, as of Monday, can go on, R-Shot, and you can register there for all the state locations. So hopefully that will help with, you know, what's been difficult. It took me a long time to get the appointment that I got today down at Kroger on the south side.
You can go shopping at the same time.
Yeah.
Give me a dozen eggs, some iron shoes. But while I'm here, give me a shot.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be worried about it. You know, I got both of my shots. I got the Moderna. I got the Moderna too. I got the Moderna shot. And the second one, Mr. Easter, no side effects.
Really? Just no problem.
And a lot of folks say the side effects are the second one, and I had no problem. None whatsoever. I am so grateful that I thought about, oh man, I'm getting old. I take my age this time. Because my age allowed me to get it when I did. I used to say, you too young to get that. Well, yeah, I wish I was. But being 67, I was able to get it at the age 67. And it was like, I think I'm 67. Yeah. So it was like, I feel 67 every morning when I get out of bed. That's not a show. But yeah, I'm so glad, Mr. Easter, and no side effects with the second shot. So go for it, man.
But you think, I'm going for it. I'm ready. I mean, I have a feeling that there's going to be tears after I get it, and it won't be because it hurts.
Not like a bee sting.
No, because this is, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'll just say it. I've been scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared of this virus. Mm. Why? Because I'm fat. Mm-hmm. that's my problem. Mm. But you know, I've got underlying conditions.
Yeah, there you go.
And I mean, I'm okay with myself. You know, I'm okay with how I look and how I feel. But if I would have gotten this virus, that could have been really bad.
Yeah.
So this idea that I'm going to be vaccinated and it's an effective vaccine and it's making a difference. You can see it in the numbers, and it's pretty much a scientific miracle that we're at this point.
Yeah, I agree. I go
because
along with that.
Vaccines take years typically to develop, and you know, both, and I'll say it, both the Trump and the Biden administration, they both deserve credit.
I agree.
For getting this vaccine out. I and the agree. Biden administration deserves the credit for really ramping this thing up.
Ramping it up.
You know, so the idea that we are here at this point and the scientists have done what they've done,
yeah,
it's amazing.
What makes me, what's really, really weird for me is like, okay, we make news here in the school every day. You know, somehow we make some type of news. And there are times when this radio station actually makes news. The kids make news. We get national attention. We make news. So I understand that feeling. But when you look at the numbers, the many of people who have passed, died, I think the latest case was 527 million. I can't. It's
527,000.
Too many digits to me. 527,000 individuals plus have died. And you think about those people, of the 29 million cases. That's what the median came in. 29 million cases. I know people in those numbers.
Yeah, me too.
That's the part that I don't like. I look at that number and I see Leland Thomas. You know, my buddy from who I sold real estate from, who passed from COVID, and I see Maggie, my neighbor from two doors down. I see her in those numbers. Then I think about my kids, my sister in Evansville, my sister in Terre Haute, my daughter in Terre Haute, my daughter up here in Indianapolis, Indiana, my two daughters here in Indianapolis, Indiana. They all caught the COVID, and thank God they all got through it. They could have been in those numbers too. So I am really, really thankful. Thank God that my family that was hit. My father-in-law's brother passed away in Seattle from COVID. I see them in those numbers, and I thank God that those numbers don't include my kids. Man, you talk about crying. You talk about crocodile tears of thankful and being thankful. Mr. Easter, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, and you know, thankfully, no one in my family who caught it is among those numbers. But we have people here in this building who lost family members.
Yeah.
You know, I and just as a good reminder, this is a suggestion. If you want a reminder daily of what this of the human cost of this pandemic, you know, the numbers are impersonal. But when you go and you follow, it's called Faces of COVID on Twitter. Every day they put out wonderful profiles of someone who's passed away of COVID-19. You know, people, I saw somebody the other day, 38 years old.
Yeah.
You know, 50 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, Emerson, I'm 45.
Yeah, you're young.
You know,
I'm
getting close to 50. Yeah. And you see those, we have a PSA that we run that talks about, well, I'm 21, COVID won't kill me. I'm such and such. COVID won't kill. I work out, COVID. You follow that and you just really get a sense of the issue and how deep it goes and how many people, you know, I've heard President Biden use the metaphor that there's an empty chair at the breakfast table.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be, there's a hole.
You're a different hole.
And a year ago, these people were alive and they were living their lives and they were, you know, early on the narrative was, well, COVID's only, you know, fatal if you're old and you're sick.
Don't affect children.
It's like, but those people would be here if not for
exactly
this virus. And it is definitely been a marker that everyone who's survived this, excuse me, everyone, sorry, frog in my throat.
Yeah.
But it is a marker that we'll all have in our, you know, 9/11 is a marker. For some, it's the Kennedy assassination is a marker in their life. This is going to be a marker, but rather than those events, which were horrible and terrible and lasted a day, two, three, 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This lasted a whole year. We're still in it.
Yeah. What gets me, though, a lot of things get me. What gets me, though, is certain people. And this is where I don't understand in a way I do and a way I don't. Okay, I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in evil. I believe evil walks this earth. I believe some people, for some reason, just got a streak of evil in them.
Yeah.
Because it don't make no sense when you have people who have died from COVID-19. Why we wouldn't be one? Like we were at 9/11. I mean, everybody was riding around town with flags on their cars. I had two flags in my car, and I got in trouble for driving on the golf course one day. Not show. Ain't there no more. But I had flags on my car, too. People were so nice to each other.
They were.
You'd be at a stoplight, and then it'd be your turn to go. And somebody said, you go ahead and go. You know, even though it wasn't your turn to go, they were so nice during 9/11. Everybody was just nice. You could break down on the highway and have 10 cars stop to help you fix the tire. You know, but I don't understand why we aren't there now with COVID-19, but we're not. There's so much evil walking the earth, and people are being evil. And I can't call it mean. I got to call it evil because it don't make any sense. It's got to come from a place whereas it ain't coming from your heart. It's got to come from a place that doesn't make any sense.
Do you think it is because 9/11 was tangible and you could see the planes flying into the towers and you could see the Pentagon on fire and the fire in Pennsylvania where the plane crashed? I mean, you could see those things and you could see that force attacking us. With a virus, you can't see it.
But you
feel it.
But you see the people.
Yes.
And I felt pain.
That was just my thought.
Good thought. And they should feel it I felt pain when you see the planes going to the tower. You felt the pain.
Yeah.
But when you listen to somebody who said they lost their grandparent, they lost their brother, they lost their mother, and you see the emotion on their face, you feel that. If you can't feel that, you ain't real.
Yeah. If your emotion is to say it's not real, you're just making it up.
You ain't real. You're something else.
I have a friend on Facebook who received Facebook messages from people. She lost her husband to COVID.
Yeah.
You know, he lingered for weeks. I mean, that's really when I got a true sense of how bad this disease was, how bad this virus could be, is he lingered for weeks. And some of the things that he went through
mm-hmm.
must have been just horrible. You know, he was in a coma. And his body was like fighting itself and shutting itself down. He was a wonderful man.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing her pain, because then she and her son both got it too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this was in the early days of the pandemic where it took them 2 weeks to confirm that it was COVID.
Exactly.
They didn't have a treatment for it. Exactly. So, you know, all they could do was put him on a ventilator. And, you know, that was the time where they were first discovering, oh, if we roll people over on their stomach, that they can breathe better. And he was going through all that. And I think about her and what she went through, the Pruitt family.
Yeah.
That's who this was. I think about them, what they went through. And she watched her husband pass away on a Zoom call over a FaceTime. That was the situation. So, you know, this idea, and it's if you can't have sympathy for that.
And I don't even know the family, and I feel it.
Yeah.
Just from the story. And you can't feel that.
The
Logan family. You just ain't human.
The North Central Athletic Director, Paul Logan, who passed away.
I remember the name from the media.
Yeah, I mean, he passed away, and his family is now, you know, that man was full of life. Mr. Goins knew him.
Yeah.
Because they played football at the same time. Yeah.
You talk about the phases of COVID. My neighbor Maggie, you know, it's like, it was funny too. She would be in her yard. She would outwork me in the yard. She would cut her grass, pick her weeds. She'd be in her yard more than me. She'd be in the yard. And one day, I don't know what I was doing. I think I shoveled her snow. And she brought me a red velvet cake. Boy, that cake was off the chain. Woo, woo. Because I helped her do her. And then one day, I didn't see her no more. And I was talking, and I asked Monday, I said, I ain't see Maggie. She said, she passed from COVID. Mm. It's just, it ain't the same no more.
Well, and then, you know, Wendy Skibinski here, she lost her father to COVID.
That empty chair, that's the same.
It's... and you know, you see somebody who's dying, you see people who are dying in there.
Yeah.
Like I said, on the faces of COVID, you see people who are 70 that are dying. You see people who are 50 that are dying. You see people who are in their 30s. And, you know, I've even seen teens and, you know. Yeah.
My uncle-in-law in Seattle, we call him the Pope. He was a bishop. He comes twice a year. He won't be coming anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just not there. Now, how can you not feel that mystery? It don't make no doggone sense.
Yeah.
Just, that don't make no sense, you know. It should make us better.
Yeah.
We should be so tight. Well, I mean, make us better.
And I think there's reason to hope now.
Yeah.
You know, because you can see the end of this thing. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And it's not a train coming at you. Yeah. You know, you can see this thing. We can see the finish line. The problem is people want to go ahead and jump to the finish line.
No, you can't
line,
do that. You can't do
but
that.
But you can't do it. I mean, it's been this long. We can do a few more weeks.
Yeah.
We can wear these masks a little while longer.
I got both my shots. I'm still wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Why jump the gun? Why jump off the track? You know, it's coming. Just, we waited this long. You can wait a little while longer. It's coming. You see the light at the, right. You definitely see the light at the end of the tunnel. And it's not number 9. Who did that one? Who originally said, boy, that's not a light. That's a train. You better move.
I don't know.
But can you imagine? I mean, I see the cartoon when I see that. When I see that image of being in the tunnel. Oh wow, we're getting through the tunnel, and I see the light. Man, we need to move. That light's coming towards us, and it's not the end. It will be the end if it hits you. But it's we. Man, I can't wait till the masks are gone. I can't wait. I'm a hugger, a high fiver. I like to barbecue, have people at the crib and do stuff. And
I can't remember the last handshake. Last time I shook somebody's hand, I can't remember it.
Elbows. Some do fist pumps. You know, some do the invisible high five. You know, but like you say, it's one thing I do though, people got some pretty eyes.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing now. No, you know, after the master got, I'm going to start shaving every day again. What is that?
Now, that is true, too. I have went a couple of days without shaving because you're wearing the mask. You know, save my razor a little bit.
I mean, you can see it starts looking shaggy down on my neck. I'll be like, okay, it's time to shave.
Yep. But then it's but a year later, we're going to make it, Mr. Richard. We're going to make it. The kids coming back. The kids are coming back.
April 5th.
So that's the main thing. So.
Yep.
Main thing is the main thing, and maybe by then we'll have it better than what we have it. But
I gotta get to my meeting.
What y'all gonna talk about today?
I don't know.
Yeah. Tell me. Oh, pretty quick. I want to say congratulations to Mr. John Taylor. Congratulations to Sherry O'Day Marcotte. Those two are off the top of my head are retiring. Both of you two people are awesome. 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 So much more to talk about. We're going to talk about some more stuff next week. But I just want to shout out to them before we get off the airways. And go do what you want to do.
Yeah. And I'm totally spacing who we have next week. So to watch it on Twitter.
They'll be here. And we'll talk about some stuff and things we ain't supposed to talk about that wasn't on the paper. All right. Got to take Mr. Easter to the meeting.
Yeah.
To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't be a knucklehead. Don't hang with the wrong crowd. And if I saw you, if you're sagging your pants, I'm going to give you a purple rope to wrap around your waist. Keep your pants up. And go Giants. Go PD Giants. Win that battle. Basketball game, who we playing?
Yeah, Lawrence North.
Lawrence North, they ain't that good. Well, maybe they are, but.
You didn't hear that,
Lawrence. Beat them anyway. This is Press on School Talk. Next day, the views of MNC and Wayne Township or Giant 90.9. And the views of me and my guests. Until next week, we'll talk about some more stuff and things. Be safe from COVID-19. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Get out of the way. See you next week on School Talk.